This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Halliburton pulling up and hitting!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Keep believing. Keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over here till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How the hell does somebody take a look at Tyrese Halliburton and say that guy's overrated?
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Panthers general manager Dan Morgan. Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's a What's More Likely Friday. We'll do that in this hour. I've got a chat with Shaquille O'Neal coming up in hour number three. We talked about game one of the NBA Finals to kick off this program. Lots to talk about, obviously, on that front. And we will do it with Shaq. In about an hour and 20 minutes from now, and about 40 minutes from now, we're going to have, I guess, because he's driving in the drive of shame from Taylor Lewan after a dreadful first pitch in front of Cardinals fans. My goodness gracious. He'll have to account for that. I haven't seen the video yet. You'll show it to me live. You've seen it, right?
I've seen it, okay. And it is as advertised.
Okay, very good. Yeah. It's 50 Cent-like, right? So he's like 25 Cent.
Very much so.
Okay, it's going to live forever, like fame.
Like fame. Okay, yeah. Outstanding. Yeah. Joining us right now here on the Rich Eisen Show, first time as the GM and head of football operations of the Carolina Panthers, Dan Morgan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Dan. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm good, man. I want to hit the Wayback Machine with you first.
All right.
Okay, let's do this. So is it true you were the first freshman linebacker to start at Miami since Ray Lewis did it? Is that a true story, Dan?
Yeah, it is. True story.
Okay. Yep. Now, was Ray like reaching out to you when you were like a freshman kid coming out of the state of Florida like you were playing at Miami? Did he reach out to you, or you had to play first before you ever heard from him?
No, I think I had to play first a little bit before, Ray kind of talked to me and got to know me a little bit. But the tradition of Miami linebackers, to be able to play as a freshman, it was pretty sweet. And, to follow up a guy like Ray Lewis and, Nate Webster, Michael Barrow, it was pretty cool. So feels like ages ago, though.
I know, I'm sure. But I just dig this sort of stuff, man, because you played for Butch Davis. You won the Sugar Bowl, right, back in the day. And I'm just looking. Guys, the quarterback, Ken Dorsey, the pass catchers, Andre Johnson, Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Jeremy Shockey, with Clinton Portis in the backfield, right? That was
you want to know the crazy part about it is Andre Johnson, he was on our scout team. So our scout team was Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Willis McGahee was the running back. And then we had Bryant McKinney and Vernon Carey on our offensive line on the scout team. So we were pretty stacked, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats here. Actually, you're right. Andre Johnson had 3 catches for 57 yards that year.
Yep. Yeah, he was on the kickoff team. Crazy as that is.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I'm carrying the water for Irv. I know Michael Irvin would say, talk about Miami first, so I want to talk about you back in the day. Why did you get into this side of the business, Dan? Like, walk me through that process.
Yeah,
for you.
It's a good question. So when I got done playing, I took a couple years off, and you know, I got a call from Trent Kirshner, who's the player personnel director out with the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, I always thought that you'd be a good, you know, good scout when I was with you in Carolina. You were a player. And, you know, he's like, would you have any interest in coming out and doing an internship out there? And I was like, you know, I really haven't thought about it. You know, it's not something that I ever thought that I would do. And my wife was like, hey, why not go out and, you know, just see if you like it. The worst case scenario, you don't do it and you can come back home and, you know, really do whatever you want. Yeah. So to say the least, you know, I went out, took a flight out to Seattle, did an internship during the summertime. And I absolutely just loved being around the guys, back around football, putting a roster together, and, you know, just being around the guys again. So, you know, to John Schneider, he hired me the next season. And, you know, I really haven't looked back since.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, obviously you go from the Seattle organization to the Bills organization. Yep. And then hired to do what you're doing right now at one of the tops of the flow chart for the team that drafted you, man. I mean, do you ever take a minute? Again, I know you said that things, when I just mentioned your college days, you say it feels like a million years ago. Would you ever take a minute to go, this is pretty wild. The team that drafted me, a first rounder, played a Super Bowl, first ever Super Bowl, you know, for this franchise? You know,
I think like initially when I came back in this building, I was, you know, definitely to be back in this building and around people that, you know, were still here when I was a player. So yeah, it was pretty cool coming back in here, and, you know, it was kind of surreal when I first stepped back in here, but that's kind of worn off and, you know, just kind of in a new career, really excited about our team and the direction that we're headed. And exciting times here. Everybody's really excited about the direction that we're headed.
All right, and let's talk about that. Dan Morgan here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, this first time we've, I think, been able to have a conversation like this on this program. So excuse me for hitting the Wayback Machine again. Why Dave Canales? And honestly, the first big move for you, you were just there fresh in your role, right, and you made this move that, honestly, nobody in my end of the business saw coming. Why him, Dan?
So we worked together in Seattle, and our offices were actually a couple doors down from each other. So Dave and I knew each other really well. We had a really good relationship. He was doing a great job down there in Tampa. You know, just a really bright mind, a guy that brings a lot of energy and a lot of passion for what he does. And I do the same. And I thought it'd be a really good, you know, connection with myself, you know, with Mr. Tepper, with Brant Tillis. We have a really good team that we're all really excited about. It's just great communication, collaborative effort. And yeah, we're excited about our group. And again, just about the direction that we're headed.
And I'm sure you didn't have a conversation when you hired him. Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bench Bryce Young in the first month of the season. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. Yeah. What's going to happen? And clearly, when it happened, everybody thought, well, that's the end of the road for him in Carolina, and we could not have been clearly more wrong. What do you feel Bryce learned from that sabbatical, which is a word I used with him when I chatted with him before the Munich game when I saw him, and he kind of digged that word. What do you think he learned from that, Dan?
You know, I think for him to be able, first of all, I think Coach Canales did a great job of just like making a hard decision. It was a hard decision to, you know, bench Bryce for, you know, after the second game of the year. And for him to do that and, you know, being a first time head coach, you know, not a lot of guys would do that in that type of situation. So for him to feel that, you know, that was going to be the best thing for Bryce, I thought that was a great move by him. And, you know, it's what was best for the organization. And, you know, Bryce, you know, he took it running and he was out there. It gave him a chance to sit back, watch Andy Dalton out there in the huddle, run the huddle, and just take a step back and just, you know, take a deep breath, relax a little bit and just kind of gather his thoughts. Because we knew he was going to come back at some point and we knew he was going to play good. So Bryce is a competitor. He's one of the hardest workers that I've ever been around. I knew that this wasn't going to keep him down for long. He's resilient. He loves the game. He's just passionate about everything that he does. So to see him come back and end the season that the way he did, it was awesome to see. And it was actually really just a proud moment for myself and, you know, just the organization to know that we have our franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, and he played very well in that Munich game against the Giants. And one thing that Dave Canales said to the group, the broadcast meeting before the game, Dan, is he said, I know we're going to be, it's going to be confirmed that we're in the right direction, we're heading in the right direction, and that we're arriving in the right direction. When I see the players' personalities show up on the field, my first thought was that's a very Pete Carroll thing to say, number one.
Yep.
Number two, then in the game, Bryce Young got a first down with his legs, and he hopped up and he gave one of those first down moves, which yep. I hadn't really seen him sort of get into. And I'm wondering if you saw the same thing, you know, with Thielen coming back and you guys damn near, you know, coming up with a massive win at the end of the season. Unfortunately, you know, couldn't against playoff teams, Dan, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm wondering if you saw that and you think it's going to, that's spilling into 2025.
Yeah, yeah. Just watching him back at Alabama, it reminded me of the Bryce that I watched in Alabama. You know, he had the swag. He had the presence, you know, just everything about him exuded, you know, a winner. And his teammates believed in him. He believed in himself. And we ended the season in a great way. And we expect to, you know, to come into the 25 season. Of course, we got to put the work in. But our expectations, you know, are high for ourselves. But again, we got to put the work in. And I know we will.
Yeah, near misses against the two Super Bowl combatants. So what is your level of expectation for 2025? Dan Morgan.
Yeah, I think expectations this year are the same that they're going to be every year. You know, we want to win the NFC South. We want to get a home playoff game and, you know, we want to compete for championships. We want to build a consistent winner around here that the fans can be proud of. And, you know, it's too much losing around here in the past. And me being a former Carolina Panther, we got to get back to winning. And again, we got to put the work in, and I know we will. And it's starting right now. And in OTAs, we just finished OTAs, and then on the mini camp next week, and we'll just keep building from there.
All right, let me keep turning pages back, though, even though you're turning them forward. The draft. Let's talk about the draft, Dan Morgan. How close were you to trading your pick? How much was your phone going off the hook when that was happening? Dan.
It was, you know, we were definitely exploring the options. And again, we're always going to do what's best for the organization. And, you know, we felt like if we could get a boatload of picks, a bunch of future picks that could really set us up for the future, that's something that we wanted to explore. But at the same time, there was a lot of conviction in the building for T-Mac. And, you know, we didn't want to lose our guy at the end of the day. So, you know, that decision came down to, hey, it wasn't enough draft capital for a guy that we really liked and we see a big future for.
You're referring to Tet McMillan out of Arizona, the first receiver you took off the board there. Why him over everyone else, Dan Morgan?
Yeah, you know, I think when you watch his tape, obviously the size, the catch radius, how smooth he is, some of the best hands that I've ever been around. You know, just to see him, the competitor that he is, how smart he is, there's just so much to like about him. So we felt like, you know, adding him to our receiver room along with Xavier Legette, you know, Adam Thielen, Jalen Coker, and a bunch of the young guys that we have, we're really excited about that group.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't chat before the draft. I would have told you about the red flag of both of us being in zone one on the same flight to Green Bay. I beat him to the door, Dan. My feet were faster. Can't let him do that. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't be, you know, zone wanting him like that, Dan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just let him know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for him. Jimmy Horn Jr. is another kid that I spoke to before the draft. Did you chat with Prime about him, Dan Morgan?
You know what? Some of our scouts did. I didn't personally.
Right.
But just, you know, myself being around him, you know, in the pre-draft process, just getting to know Jimmy as a person, just kind of what he's been through, where he grew up. And just the adversity that he's been through. You know, I really wanted him, you know, we wanted him in a, as an organization just to add another player with speed and dynamic traits. And, again, he's a great kid as well.
All right. Before I let you go, Dan, just a couple of, memory lane moments as well. First things first, how would you have stopped the tush push back in the day? You're standing back there in the middle of the Carolina.
What
do you got for me?
I think it's, you know, we had Chris Jenkins. He was our biggest defensive lineman. That's so right. He would have had to, you know, he would have had to be a beast. But, I mean, it's hard to stop. You know, it's one of those things that they perfected and, you know, it's definitely hard to stop.
Okay. And where do you stand on that issue? About
that. Yeah, you know, I think obviously I think you guys know where our vote was, right. But you know, I really don't want to get into like, you know, why we voted, you know, against it. It was just something that we felt was, you know, best for us and our organization.
Okay. So then let's move on to my last question. Your favorite All Steve right. Smith story. Let's go. Let's go, Dan. Let's roll.
Oh man.
Come on now. I work with the man. I've been around him for a very long time. And I gotta get one from you.
Damn All right, way. I'll give you a funny one. Okay. So, you know Steve, obviously. Yes. He's a prankster.
Okay.
So we're in the locker room one day and he dumps a bucket of ice over the bathroom stall onto Brandon Short, the former Penn State linebacker. Brandon did not like that and he busted out of the stall and I thought he was absolutely going to kill Steve. So yeah, it was a pretty funny moment. Uh-oh. To where, you know, there's one, you don't see Steve kind of like, oh man, maybe I made the wrong decision right there. You don't see him do that very often, but when Brandon came out of that stall, he busted out of there. Steve was like, I probably shouldn't have done that.
He showed off his Hall of Fame burst is what you're saying.
He definitely did.
Hey man, listen, I just remember that Super Bowl. That was our first. For NFL Network. That was the first, we were 11 weeks old in Houston, you know, you guys versus yeah. New England. And I just remember the second and fourth quarters of those games were just off the charts. Not great, obviously, for a defender. Yeah. But I just remember, you know, DeLome winging it. I remember Mohsen Mohamed making the catches, obviously, with Steve Smith. You got the current head coach of UCLA football doing his thing right now. You know,
I still can't watch that tape.
You can't?
To this day, no. No, definitely. But luckily, I went to Seattle and, you know, as the pro director out there, got myself a Super Bowl ring.
There you go.
Definitely, you know, that helps a little bit. But, you know, as a player to lose a game on a last second field goal, I still can't watch it.
I bet. Certainly, you know, but it's not like any slouch beat you, Dan, right? I mean, and I don't know if that's any consolation in that regard. And also the fact that you're now in position to bring that Lombardi and put it in that on those shelves behind you. You know, replace that mug over your right shoulder with a nice shiny object. Yep. What do you think?
Yeah. And that's the goal. That's the goal. And that's what we're all working towards. And, you know, we feel like we got the right head coach, the right quarterback, and just the right team in place. And we're going to keep building this thing and, you know, be aggressive in building it too. So, I think bright times ahead here in Carolina.
Dan Morgan, thank you for the time. Great to catch up with you. Let's do this again before the season if you're so inclined. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's the GM and president of football operations, the Carolina Panthers, Dan Morgan. I love going down the Wayback Machine. Guys, just look up the college roster at University of Miami.
Oh, we have. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've been staring at it this whole time, and it's stupid.
Frank Gore was like fourth string.
Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, but Clinton Portis is the one running.
And Frank Gore. On the backfield with Jared Payton.
Yeah. Dude. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We come back. It's What's More Likely, everybody. What's More Likely? Friday, Taylor Lewan will hopefully hit our strike zone. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Akbar, your first pitch in Philadelphia is such the stuff of legend.
Yes.
That it's received a documentary treatment from the ultimate in sports documentaries.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it has it.
Check it out.
Wow.
Look. What if I told you throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game isn't as easy as it looks? That many have spent the rest of their lives regretting their trip to the mound. What if I told you a former professional football player who used his speed, strength, and agility was about to have his hard-earned athletic reputation shattered in only a few seconds by a tiny little baseball?
I was so fired up when I heard Akbar was throwing out the first pitch. I mean, I had visions of the big man going out there, throwing a frozen rope, and the crowd chanting, ah! Didn't exactly work out that way, though. I mean, how hard can it be? Rich Eisen threw a strike. Guy's not even a punter. Not even an athlete.
Did you see the Philly Fanatics' reaction? That was awesome.
From ESPN Films' critically acclaimed documentary series, 30 for 30, it's Akbar's First Pitch, presented by LensCrafters Prescription Eyewear, Friday at 8 p.m.
Presented by LensCrafters.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's my new favorite movie of all time.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Okay, first off, I'm a huge fan of 30 for 30. And I would like to think of myself as a person that deserves one, but I don't.
To get this.
Crying. Oh my God.
What if I told you?
Oh my gosh.
I told you.
That was bad.
Was Shawshank?
You participated in this?
I thought it was real. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He thought it was real. Matt so Eisman, man. And Akbar's first pitch. Maybe we need to get Tulo on the case to. But again, I haven't seen this.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. I can't wait. Matthew in California. Let's take your phone call. What's up, Matthew?
Hello?
Yes, Matthew. You are on the Rich Eisen Show, Matthew.
All right, I was going to do the win-loss game with the Packers.
Okay.
Let's go.
Matthew, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Matthew, you don't sound very excited right now. Like, it sounds like you're ordering something over the phone.
It sounds like someone's making him do it.
Yeah. Matt, are you
blink
okay,
twice,
Matthew?
Matt,
no,
okay.
He can't blink. He's on the phone.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Matthew, are you okay?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Very believable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Okay, Matthew. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Man, a few words.
Is Matthew TJ plussing it up right now? Enjoying his friend?
No, how dare you? Matthew in California. All I got to say is win and loss. You'll be perfect for this. Yeah. All right, here we go. Home for the Lions. What happens?
Win.
All right. Then you're home for the Commanders on a Thursday night. What's up?
Win.
All right. Woo. At the Cleveland Browns, week 3.
Win.
3-0 going into Dallas, week 4. What happens?
Win.
Oh, okay.
My man.
By the way, the way he said that, different inflection, like what else is going to happen?
Obviously, we're going to win.
All right, the bye week hits at 4-0, coming off, taking on Joe Burrow in Lambeau Field, late window, CBS, week 6. What happens?
CBS.
Win.
5-0 at the Cardinals.
Win.
6-0 at the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Oh.
Win.
Oh, you're taking down Rodgers in front of the whole NBC world. All right, 7-0 home for the Panthers.
Win.
8-0 home for the Eagles on a Monday night.
Lost.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I was rooting for
it.
8-1 at the G-Men.
Win.
9-1, we're back.
We're back.
9-1, home for the Vikings.
Win.
10-1, starting off the Madden weekend, Thanksgiving celebration at Detroit.
Lost.
No. 10-2, home for the Bears.
Win.
Hey. All right. We're back. We're bouncing back. 11-2 at the Broncos.
Win.
12-2 at the Bears on a Saturday.
Win.
Oh.
The Bears.
So are we at 13-2?
Correct.
We sure are. Yeah.
Home for the Ravens on a Saturday.
Win.
Oh. 14-2 at the Vikings.
My man.
Well, the rest of our starters lost.
That makes sense. That's a good point.
14-3.
Hey, we finished up stronger. He says the Packers don't finish strong, but you finished strong with a full sentence.
Yeah.
14-3, Matthew in California. Well done. Thank you, Matthew. Man, a few
Matthew.
Words.
A full sentence.
14-3. That's a one seed.
That's a
winning the NFC regular season.
That's a one seed.
That's a Super Bowl. That's where they're heading.
Although they do have the tie break against Philadelphia would be bad.
Bad.
14-3 wins the NFC, correct? 14 wins is good enough to win the conference?
Yeah,
I
buddy.
Would think so. Okay.
Yeah,
well, Dallas is going to win. Let's see.
How many
so, yeah,
gonna...
probably.
Have you done it yet?
No.
Okay.
I will.
Yes, you will.
Well, I'll do it.
We'll make sure of it.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice, really. My boss makes me.
Seriously.
Somebody apparently has already done the Jets win loss. Is that you? Did you do it?
No, someone called in.
Somebody called in.
Okay.
It's a Friday. You know what that means? It's what's more likely. Hit it.
Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, let's
hey guys,
do it.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
What up, G?
Hey, Chris.
Great to see you.
Me too.
It's cracking.
Our long national nightmare is over. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to go to Pittsburgh. So who's more likely? Steelers quarterback to win more games this year. Their old one, Justin Fields. Well, their new one, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, oh. Come on, man.
Hey.
Well, the Jets have a better record than the Steelers by the end of the season is what you're just asking me right now. Is that what you're saying to me? Is that what you're saying to me?
Rich Eisen, you're such a professional. You read through those lines.
I'll just say it's more likely the Steelers have a better record.
Why?
Because it's the Jets. And I'm defeatist right now. I'm not there yet.
I understand.
I'm not there yet. I mean...
You watched Rodgers play for the Jets last year, right?
I did, okay. And we'll see if Justin Fields is the guy. He's going to get the shot. That's
going to get the shot.
Get the shot.
Give him the shot.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I can't go there. I'm not going to, I just can't.
It's early.
I can't even complete a sentence. That's how, you know.
You'll get there.
That's how unconfident I am about it.
Justin Fields won almost as many games in six games last year as Rodgers won the whole year.
Right. Can we get a pass rusher like TJ Watt going? What do you think? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Coach him up.
I know.
All right.
So you're saying who's going to have more wins of the season? The A.A. Ron in Pittsburgh, the A.A. Ron in New York?
Yeah.
Got it. What else, Chris?
Speaking of shots, quarterback getting their last shot, more likely to start more games in 2025, Russell Wilson or Daniel Jones?
Why is Daniel Jones getting his last shot? Excuse me.
This is it for Daniel Jones.
I don't think so.
Come on.
I don't think so. Why can't he be like the next Geno Smith? That's a bad example.
That would surprise me.
No, because Geno, but Daniel Jones is still young. I mean, also, look at that neck on the screen there. Dude.
Like a Muppet.
I disagree with him getting his last shot in Indianapolis. Okay. Is he, 27, 28? Come on now. Now, Russ is getting his last shot. One would think, although I thought Denver was his last shot. And then after they cut him and Pittsburgh put him in the pole position, and now New York has put him in a pole position. So I'll say Daniel Jones starts more
Daniel
games.
Daniel Jones is on his third team in 2 years.
Don't include Minnesota. Minnesota just gave him a locker and a uniform.
He was there.
I know, but
all right.
This is really his second chance to start here. He wasn't starting last year. I'll go Daniel Jones.
Okay. The whole year and Daniel Jones?
I think Daniel Jones is going to perform well. He's going to be the week one starter. The fact that Anthony Richardson isn't going to be physically able to go until sometime in training camp, as we heard on June 5th from the head coach, means Daniel Jones is starting week one, and I think he will perform well enough to keep starting. I love when you give me a choice. I choose one. You don't like my answer.
No, I want to hear you talk it out.
You would have chosen Russ?
I want to hear you talk it out. That's all.
That's my final answer, Regis.
I think Russ is getting benched this year.
Okay.
Amon Ross.
Daniel Jones is going to get more starts.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
Ding. Points. Amon Ross St. Brown, guys, has said that for the Lions, it's Super Bowl or bust. Is it more likely the Lions make the Super Bowl or someone else wins the NFC North?
I think it's someone else wins the NFC North. Yeah. I think that's more likely. I'll tell you, man.
Tell you what, man.
This is going to be Dan Campbell's coaching challenge this year.
With Dan Campbell hot seat? Is that what you just said?
No, stop it.
Okay.
Get out of here, man. I'm saying two new coordinators. Ragnow is retired.
Yep.
There's a lot to see. There's a lot to say about needing to see something. And this is the toughest division in football. And
agreed.
The toughest the NFC North has ever been.
Agreed.
So that's not a great recipe for repeating. It is a great recipe for chip on the shoulder, and I'm going to be the type of head coach who can exploit that, as Dan Campbell appears to be. But I will say it's more likely that another team wins the NFC North. How does that sound?
I like it.
And you know I'm high on the Honolulu Blue, and I can't wait to see what Hutch looks like coming back. What else?
Guys, more likely the quarterback that most needs to win a playoff game this year, Trevor Lawrence or Kyler Murray?
When you say most needs to win means, I can't figure out what you're saying. Because you know what, where I always go, what my default is on this. Your default is you don't want to be talked about. You don't want to have the topic bars. You don't want to have First Take. You don't want to have shows like this one. You don't want to be in that mosh pit due to your ineffectual play or disappointing finish.
Yes, all of the above.
That's what you're saying about needs to prove to shut people up from talking. I always go to, you need to prove it because you could be out of a job where you're at. And in that respect,
These guys aren't going to be out of a job.
I don't think so. They'll be out of a job in the spot that they're at. I don't know what Kyler Murray's contract is, but, you know, I'll go Kyler Murray. He's been at it longer. He's made one playoff game. They got waxed out of Los Angeles on that day.
Yep.
Trevor at least had a terrible first half, but made it to Kansas City anyway the next week. So I'll go Kyler. Not without knowing his contract or, you know, they fully believe in him. But I'm just wondering if he'll be like, you know what? Let's see if there's other greener grass. Yeah. If he has a highly disappointing season where they don't even make the playoffs again. What else?
Did you see the Derrick Henry talking to DP this week where he made a little bet, kind of, where if Derrick Henry wanted to be in an Adam Sandler movie and Dan was like, give me 2,000 yards. And Derrick Henry goes, gotcha.
Okay.
Running back more likely to sniff 2,000 yards, Derrick Henry or Saquon? Two guys who have done it.
How about that? I'll just go Saquon. I'll just go Saquon.
He's a younger offense.
Yeah, okay. yeah. I'll go with that. I don't believe all the he's going to get fewer touches this year type stuff. Didn't Ross Tucker say that this
kind
week?
Of alluded? Yeah.
I just don't believe. I don't believe it.
Now, Rich, not to interject, but before you fully give your answer, does this help to know that Adam Sandler sent a video and he told Derrick Henry if he does get the 2,000 yards, he is putting him in the movie?
Okay, that's great.
That's extra. That's extra. You know,
Saquon had more than 400 touches with the catches in the playoffs. You know,
okay,
so almost 500.
Right. Okay.
All right.
No, and it's I'm glad that there is incentive for him and that he loves Adam Sandler, and Dan's been in 20 of his movies and has the ability to pull that sort of thing. And although I didn't see Dan in Los Angeles on Saturday at the Netflix event where they announced
this.
Happy Gilmore 2's trailer. Yeah, for the first time.
We haven't discussed this.
Yeah, you don't tell us nothing.
I don't see Dan, smiling next to Shooter McGavin.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I see you.
I mean, I see.
And I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah. I see smiling faces.
You know what he could have saw, Chris? Us in the audience had he told us that he was going to be doing this, which he did.
I was plus one. I took Zan.
I like going
to
things.
Excuse me, I took my son. Red Carpet Zan.
Has he even seen
Happy Gilmore? Was unleashed in Los Angeles, California.
No.
Of course he has. That young man, am I right? That handsome, hunky young man, am I right?
Is he taller than you now?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. When did that happen?
The last time I saw him.
Last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my plus one.
Looking good, X-Men.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but you could still let us know what you're up to, maybe.
I can make a call.
What's more likely? I take my son or you guys? All right.
I knew he was doing it.
No, I'm just,
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Just point out. I don't know if I can get Derrick Henry in a movie like that so fast, but I do have access, is what I'm saying.
Is this still part of the
To Doom?
Yeah, a couple more.
Yeah, why'd they call it To Doom?
That's the noise.
The Netflix To Doom.
Every time you log in,
put that together. Wow.
Well, that's why you ask me. Don't ask Dan.
I'm you didn't know until
basically
they told you.
What I'm saying is you now must refer to me as Mr. To Doom.
Mr. To Doom. Okay. Now that I know it makes sense.
I don't mean to make a big To Doom out of it.
Keep going. You got one more.
No, I don't.
You got one more.
I don't.
Guys, Paul Skeens is dominating.
Skeens.
But it's not resulting in wins.
Oh, unbelievable.
He's got a 2 ERA.
That upsets Cooper so much.
Same.
Oh, well, we don't have him in fantasy.
Oh, you have him. I do.
It's just him is just loving Paul Skeens.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
More likely to be the higher total. Paul Skeens wins this year.
Yes.
Or Del Tufo career Emmys.
How many does he have?
He's got 8 or 9.
Including the one that his wife broke?
I think so.
By yelling, ex-wife.
He didn't win one this year, right?
No. But that one was repaired.
I think that would have been 10.
I'll take Paul Skeens. I'll take the great. What a great photograph this is.
He's only
is.
Got four wins. Split. This is like DeGrom-esque.
I know. I told Coop, God bless, I'm raising him right. Not just, you just saw Zan moments ago. I said to Coop, I'm like, you know what he needs to do, right? And he says, get traded to the Yankees? I'm like, yeah.
Please, God.
Oh, please. It's going to happen. Get ready. Pinstripes, Paul Skeens. It's going to happen.
Well, I'll take that bet.
Father, son pick.
Oh.
Couple more. Guys, is it more likely Tyrese Haliburton has another game winner in this series?
Yes.
Or Scottie Scheffler wins another major this year?
Oh, God.
U.S. Open next weekend.
Oh, great question. I'll go Haliburton. Well, he's got more chances.
He does, technically.
He's got 6 more shots, potentially. 3.
three of them are if necessary.
Right.
And Scotty's only got two more
got
shots.
Got two left, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with Halliburton. I'll go with Halliburton. All right. Very good. Are we done? You got one more?
You have one more. I did not notice. Never saw it coming. Guys, today is the anniversary of D-Day. The more likely impossible endeavor to succeed.
Yes.
The Pacers winning the NBA title or you getting a point on Carlos Alcaraz.
Oh. You see, he's lost some points to some
Jimmy Butler
people.
Jimmy Butler got a point
off of him. I'll out of respect to everyone involved, I will say Pacers win the NBA title.
Okay.
Even though I do not believe it. How dare you? How dare you make me lie to our viewing and listening audience?
We're just throwing it out.
I always say I shoot everyone straight, and I just didn't.
Alcaraz currently in the match right now, up 2-1.
Now. He's vulnerable.
Oh, he won. The guy that got retired.
No, yeah.
He's vulnerable, you know, to another pro, Rich.
Black.
Yeah. I understand.
Skinner and Djokovic.
He's vulnerable. He's vulnerable.
But not to you.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, I will see Taylor Lewan's first pitch for the first time, and then he is going to zoom in from a car in St. Louis, where hopefully the car is driving straighter than his pitch. Out of town.
Wow.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meet pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so the unsuspecting people of Missouri convening in St. Louis yesterday to watch the, Show Me series, right? Royals at Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what was about to be. The only words for it apparently are perpetrated upon them. I have not seen this. You told me this is 50 Cent-esque. This is Mariah Carey-esque. This is as bad as it gets.
It's not great.
That's what you're saying.
Carl Lewis. Okay.
Yes, Carl Lewis. Yep.
Well, I mean, if this is a national anthem.
I'm right? just thinking the bad.
Okay. He's done both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Lewan, first pitch. I have not seen it yet. I'm about to react to it before our radio audience returns. All right. Hit it. Here we go. Taylor Lewan. Winding up. Oh, he's going lefty.
Yep.
From the top of the bump. That's impressive. Oh, my.
Just
word.
Coming outside.
Oh, man. Oh, he's giving you push-ups. Now Compton comes right on top.
Yeah, and this is what kind of the icing on the cake
here.
Oh,
he's looking in for the sign?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. He's shaking off?
Uh-huh. He rises and fires
Okay,
here.
Hold on a minute.
Shoom.
Oh, my gosh.
Right down the
strike.
Middle.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he hangs his head
Let
in
me
shame.
See it one more time.
Run it back.
Let me see it one more time. I got to see it one more time. Let's rewind it. Here we go. This is just Taylor's pitch. Yep. Okay, here we go. The windup. I'm working blue. It's that bad. It's so bad.
Wait,
I'm working blue. My apologies to the
guys
local
in
audience.
Suits had to run
out
of the
now
way.
In a loop. Oh, look out. Oh, don't look out. It hardly moved. Oh.
It's unfortunate.
YouTube famous.
Yeah, it's not great.
Now, you remember I did my first pitch in Dodger Stadium.
I was there.
And I went to the top of the bump.
Yep.
Kenley Jansen was the backup catcher at the time. He's like, "Really? I got to catch this guy's cheese." It would have hit a right-handed hitter, but I think a lefty would have been fooled by my off-speed.
Yeah, might have sprayed at it. Yeah.
Joining us now to try and explain himself is none other than the man for the boys himself, my buddy, Taylor Lewan. How are you, Taylor Lewan? Good to see you
Rich,
here.
Rich,
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, man. Listen, when you texted me 5 minutes ago and said, hey, we're ready for you, I popped on because I wanted to be there for my boy, my Michigan man. And then I got to sit here for the last 90 seconds and watch you react to that. Talk about Will Compton, how great he was. And he was great.
Yes.
Will was incredible. He answered the bell.
Yes.
Show me state for a reason. That man showed big time.
There it is.
We're in St. Louis still for Summer Smash, man. Listen, I want to take you back when I was 12 years old, man. I used to play for a little team, a little AAA baseball team called the Silverhawks, all right? There's a little competition. Little competition. Your boy was batting about 370 back then. I was in first base pitcher and outfield.
Okay.
Was I decent? Yes. Was it going to be a career? Absolutely not. I get on the mound yesterday.
Yeah.
And there is not an ounce of fear. There's not an ounce of anxiety. If anything, I'm thinking to myself, time to show them what kind of multi-sport athlete I am. And then that happened. And Tom Brady's got to see that. Oh. Steve Hutchinson's got to see that.
World.
My white knight, Jake Long, has to go and see that. And then September 20th, we have the Bustin' Bowl happening. And this man right here wants to pop in and just throw a laser beam.
Oh. I don't know if you've been seeing the headlines, but a lot of people are writing that this could be a glimpse of September 20th when the Huskers take on the Wolverines.
Oh, now listen. By the way, we're back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. So I'm now done working blue. I just saw the Taylor Lewan first pitch for the first time. Taylor Lewan kind enough to zoom in from St. Louis, Missouri. There is Will Compton behind him, the boys together here on the Rich Eisen Show. Will, happy because he acquitted himself quite well with the first pitch. Taylor, how did you lose control? And by say lose control, I mean turn completely spastic with your first pitch. How did that happen? Taylor,
I'll say this. Listen, we got to take full accountability. Like everything about it, people are like, it's very much like the 50 Cent video. It is exactly like the 50 Cent video. Mm-hmm. And then I got to watch First Take.
That's where
Stephen
I saw
A. Smith, $100 million man.
He was terrible himself.
He laughed a little too hard.
But the tape doesn't lie on him either. I mean, his first pitch in Yankee Stadium. With all due respect to Bush.
At least it was straight. Now, Rich, I can go into, hey, I've played football my whole life. I have all these ailments. I tore my UCL on my left thumb when I was blocking Harold Landry on a 1-on-1 block in camp back in August of 2021. And I never got the surgery because I wanted to play the season. It is what it is. I could go into all of that. Yes. And I don't grip the ball the way I used to grip it. Mm. Here's what needs to happen. When I get back to Nashville, I get back to Nashville on Sunday. We have a nice little thing for Bustin' with the Boys. Monday morning, I'm getting a pitching coach. Bustin' with the Boys sponsors a Little League baseball team. I'm going to be at those baseball games. All right? I'm going to get a glove. I'm going to put the ball in the glove. I'm going to tie a belt around it, and I'm going to sleep on it on the top of my head so I can break that bad boy in the way I want to break it in. Okay. Now, in 2 months from now, I'm calling out Stephen A. Smith. If he wants to go toe-to-toe, and we want to both throw out a first pitch of a game of 1-2 pitch and see who does better, more than happy to do it, more than willing to do it. But regardless of whether Steven wants to do it or not, I am going to have my redemption. Yeah. And I don't care if it's a single-A baseball game. I don't care. I'm going to have my redemption one way or another.
I have a concern Stephen A. is going to reject this offer. He doesn't do second takes, Taylor. Only you're doing, you know what I mean? His takes are first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. So I don't know if he's going to want to do that. So which Major League Baseball team would afford you that second opportunity, Taylor? Who's going to let you back on the mound like that?
You know, Richard, in these types of situations, man, you got to lean on your mentors. You got to lean on the guys that have the voice, the guys like Rich Eisen, who's been in the game for so long, who's been so big in the sports world.
Nice.
Say, be my vocal sounding board to say, hey, listen, this guy messed up. Is he a loser? Yes. Does he have fake teeth? Yes. Does his knee work? No. But this man can still absolutely figure out a way to throw a football, a baseball, and we need to get that done for him.
Yeah,
and team out there.
It was a very emotional plea, but unfortunately, I think you're trying to use your neck to block out Compton. I think what he's doing behind you just sort of undercut the seriousness. Dude.
Yeah, Taylor, you said this is worse than the Chandler Jones game. I looked that up. Chandler Jones had 5 sacks in week 1, 2012.
Oh, good. It keeps coming. Yeah. Listen, I gave the 2 of those sacks from me. All right. To the, but if you want to talk about how bad that game was, Buda Baker. Buda Baker in a two-minute drill before the half. I flip my hips. He puts his hand on my chest. Buda Baker's a safety and puts my ass in the dirt. That is the worst football game I've ever played in my life. This hurts more right now. Me sitting outside of a very nice hotel in a wonderful city of St. Louis, about to do something amazing, Summer Smash, and then go to the UFC in Newark right after this.
Nice.
My heart hurts. It yearns. And I know this. September 20th, FanDuel Sportsbook's already got that Michigan's -3.5. We beat Oklahoma. We're going to be -8.5, 9.5.
Yeah.
He can have his fun now. He can enjoy it now. He looks great. You can tell he's been working out. We're going to get him September 20th, and all will be reset in this world.
I was about to say, which hotel has a wax figurine of Will Compton standing outside the front door? That's pretty weird.
It's beautiful.
So just to sum up, Taylor, you take full responsibility.
Absolutely.
There are some nicks, there are some bumps, there are some bruises from the playing days that you have to overcome, but you are going to coach yourself up. You're going to take the proper training, and you're going to redeem. Is what you're saying, if there's a Major League Baseball team willing to give you a chance.
Right. And in this game of being an elite athlete, Rich, when you lose a game, you take 24 hours and you sit in it. When you win a game, you take 24 hours, you enjoy it.
Yes.
Once the 24 hours up, you move on, you get back to work. There's work to be done. And I got about 5.5 more hours of this 24 hours, so I'm going to go up to this room in the Four Seasons.
Nice.
I'm going to cry a little bit solo. And I'm going to wake up the next morning, get rearing to go and ready, man, ready to train and be better.
I fear for you, too. I feel for you, man, because Compton threw a seed right after you. That had to hurt. Deep down, that's the thing that really has to hurt when you watched him. Like, you root for your friend, but you kind of wish he had dirted it worse. You know what I mean? You kind of wish, right, when it comes down to it?
I'm not going to stoop. I'm a Michigan man, Rich. I'm not going to stoop that low. I'm not going to stoop that low. I will say, when I looked over at Will Compton, the video you saw, and he threw the dart, I looked him in the eyes, and I've never seen a smile like that on his face before in my life.
Well, it's because Nebraska hasn't beaten Michigan in quite some time, so it'll be. It's been a while, so we'll see.
Big
it continue.
Year for us,
Taylor.
It'll be a big year.
You're the man. Thanks for coming on and.
Facing the music.
Facing the music.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to
appreciate
see,
you.
I'm glad to see that St. Louis is allowing you to stay in their town for at least a few more hours.
Well, that we've passed a lot of people today, and a lot of people saw that pitch. So
take care.
Shout out to people of St. Louis. All right, man. Appreciate y'all. Rich Eisen Show.
Podcast, everybody. There you go. There goes Will. There goes Taylor on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
He is done. Full accountability.
Full accountability. That's all you want, really.
God, his children are going to see that forever.
Too bad.
Rich, right, you never saw terrible. Carl Lewis's one?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on the national anthem.
Equally as bad.
Power 3 coming up.
Yeah, that's where I saw it first on First Take this morning, and then they started looping Stephen A's, and his is really bad also.
It's not great,
but that's where I first learned of Taylor's mishaps.
He cracks me
on
up
on the mound.
Those guys make me laugh. They make me laugh. Compton just standing back there.
Compton seed. You were right. Hose.
I mean, it was nice and easy.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Strike.
You know?
Taylor's almost hit a guy.
It is so nerve-wracking. And I am thinking that that's the feeling I'm going to have standing over my first tee shot of the American Century Championship. And I've got... I'm telling you this.
Are you practicing?
I am taking my first serious lesson.
Thank God.
Today.
Okay.
As soon as I'm done with our post meeting, hour and a half session, I am going to deal with this much more seriously than my 40-yard dash
I've
ever done aggregately over the 21 years of running, 22 years of running. Well, 21 years.
The other thing, too, Rich, is this is live televised.
I'm aware of
and
that.
And there's
Chris.
Fans like there's on the
beings.
Fairway.
Like, I only, when I run my 40, I only hurt myself.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who could suffer injury.
There's chances of balls spraying into people.
Not if I handle my business.
Well, we believe in you.
Thank you.
Ish.
Do you?
Stinky V believes in you. I want to believe. But hearing that you're taking a lesson is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, because this is forever for Taylor Lewan. That's forever. you know?
He throws his hat down and immediately well, does push-ups.
He knows it's just not great for him. And then his buddy gets up there and just looks in. He does the comedy, which always can lead to disaster if you don't walk the walk or throw the throw. And beautifully done. Just beautifully done.
He had to be rooting against them.
No question.
No question.
I heard him, but.
No question.
Definitely didn't want
with
to see
with all due
that.
Respect to you guys, if we're ever in that situation and I do that.
You're like, please start it. Please start it.
Yeah, please. Actually, you should do that on purpose to help cover my tracks. I'd appreciate it. You know?
Well, it's like
you know,
you're going to be on film forever, though,
like you're
right?
You're playing a golf match, though, and so, you shank yours. You're like, please shank. Please
I didn't
shank,
want to say that.
Shank.
I didn't want to say that to Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, but his family is going to see that forever. It's there forever. You're YouTube famous when you do that sort of stuff on the mound. Yeah. So I appreciate him coming here and facing the music. Shaquille O'Neal, Hour 3 on The Rich Eisen Show.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.